It's Friday afternoon, just gone 10 to 5, and it's been nearly 4 months since Reginald Diamonds Football Club were placed into administration. 4 months has gone by in the blink of an eye, hasn't it? But the club that was formed after Diamonds disappeared seems to be going strong. John was at AFC Reginald and Diamonds against Duston at Kiln Park last night.
That's right, and just trying to get a sense of how much support there is for the Phoenix Club, this club that's risen from the ashes, that's the name that's given to it. It's formed when Russian Diamonds seemed to be no more. And also to see really how having that club playing in the North Ants Senior Youth League is affecting the rest of the division. Just to briefly recap, Diamonds fans banded together when it first became clear that the conference side were in big, big trouble. And initially, they were fundraising, but by July, when the club had gone into administration, the plans for this Phoenix club were well underway. So they entered an under-18 team into the North Ants Senior Youth League, which includes teams from all over the county, with former Diamonds youth coach Mark Starmer as boss. The plan is to have a senior team next year as well. And the results have been pretty good. They're up near the top of the division. They beat Duston 2-1 in that County Cup game last night. But it's more really about the community getting behind this team and the league as a whole. I was speaking to the acting vice chairman, John Ward, who says they've needed a bit of help along the way.
I mean, we came into this not knowing how to run a football club, and we're still learning, and you know, everything from going around picking up a letter at the end of a match, and turnstile operators and stewards and everything. It's all, you know, we have to get these volunteers in, and you know, people have stepped forward, and it's been fantastic. You know, it's all run by the fans, which is great.
How do the other teams in the league feel about a big name like Russian and Diamonds appearing in their midst?
Yeah, I wondered about this, but speaking to Duston fans last night, they're delighted. And Steve Whitney as well, who's involved in running the league, previously involved with teams like Rushton and Hyme and Wellingborough Town, and is now involved with AFC Russian Diamonds as well, says he hasn't heard a bad word spoken out against Russian Diamonds, AFC Russian Diamonds appearing in the senior league, youth senior league. And bear in mind that their games get 100 max in attendance, 100 people for a really, really big occasion. Some of AFC's games have had over 400. Wow. The away support alone has been over 100 consistently. And John Ward says that having the comparatively huge attendances for their games, home and away, is actually helping the league's teams financially.
For the under-18 teams, it's a bit of an experience for them to play in front of quite a few hundred people. We're just about used to it now, but it was a bit of a novel experience for them, but great for everyone else. You know, even our away attendances were taking a couple of hundred as well. And you know, they don't normally get that at their home ground, so it's great. It's all about the community, and you know, the local football community has really sort of welcomed us when, you know, at the summer we picked up the phone and said, "Help, what do we do?" You know, they've been really helpful, and you know, hopefully this kind of thing helps them as well.
Pretty much all good news then.
Almost. The trouble with having the name Russian Diamonds, being your rivals and having that big support behind you, means that your target's on the football field.
Yeah.
As I say, they beat Duston 2-1 last night. They'd fallen behind though. Captain Danny Bird's got one of the goals.
First half, we didn't look to play as much football as we did second half. We didn't really start as much as we wanted. We got into the last third but couldn't quite put it away. So half time, got a quick word off the manager, knew what we needed to do. So second half, we went out there and done it.